QR code number 6, Lagoon Viewing Platform. The platform you are standing on was funded by Brickhouse Ladies Circle and provides arguably the best view on the reserve, the lagoon. The area was originally a gravel pit, which was quarried and later refilled with pulverised fly ash during the life of the Ellen Power Station, demolished in 1996. Over time, the area has developed into a unique habitat which boasts the largest reed bed in Calderdale, supporting swathes of phragmites, or common reed as it is better known. The diversity and cycle of wildlife here changes with the seasons, largely due to the variation in the depth of rainwater. Spring sees amphibians such as frogs, toads and newts moving in to provide a food source for herons and kingfishers, with the vegetation providing a food source for the bird population in general. Breeding waterfowl such as coots, moorhens and little grebes can often be heard at this time of year, but not always seen due to the density of reeds. Canada geese are among the more common sightings. The lagoon fringe near the platform provides an ideal breeding ground for small birds, such as wrens, who can move undisturbed in the undergrowth. Summer sees reed buntings and reed warblers move in to nest among the reeds along with blackcaps. Summer visitors such as chiffchaffs, swifts, swallows and house martins can also be spotted at this time of year. Tufted ducks, geese and the occasional whooper swan are also visitors. In the autumn and winter months, the occasional water rail and jacksnipe have been spotted, along with more common species such as black-headed gulls, teal, mallard, herons and a variety of small waders. You may be lucky enough to spot roe deer feeding in the reed beds. To the left of the lagoon is a habitat called the wet woodland. This used to be part of the lagoon, but the invasion of trees has changed its appearance over the years. The lagoon itself needs annual maintenance to preserve its important status as a reed bed. Volunteers cut shallows into the reeds to create edges where waterfowl and waders can feed in a secure environment. Sadly, the lagoon suffers from an invasive species of pond plant called New Zealand pygmyweed or Crassula helmsi. During dry spells, the weed takes hold and forms a thick green carpet in the centre of the lagoon, blocking out natural light and impacting negatively on the aquatic life underneath, and therefore reducing the food source for waterfowl.